Now, joke over.
Yeah, fun is fun, but you know you can carry joking too far. Somebody could end up getting hurt. Like I said, if you carry a joke too far, somebody can get hurt.
Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
It's a story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone.
Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunt, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. And of all the beloved characters on the Brady Bunch, I don't think anyone was adored as much as Carol Brady. You can take your favorites. I mean, as cute as Cindy was, and as rambunctious as Bobby might have been, as goofy as Peter was, Pork Chomps and Applesauce. You got to love every single day of the week and twice on Sunday is Carol Brady. Joining us on the line, we have Edward, who wanted to join the conversation. Hey, Edward, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Oh, glad to be on. No, I just sang that whole song. I just sang it when it was playing. You remember me. I did the toy and appliance.
Yeah.
But the last time, because I didn't wait long enough, but I won, but I didn't get the prizes. But that's okay. But, no, I'm Edward. No, when I just heard the story on your report, I mean, you know, she was... No, I mean, I watched that show since I was a kid. I mean, growing up, I was 2 years old when it came out.
Sure.
But, I mean, when I turned, like, seven, I used to watch it all the time. And I still watch it because they put it on MeTV, and I watch it. My mom doesn't really like the show, but I like it.
Yeah,
I
mean, well, you don't need mom's permission to watch Brady Bunch anymore, do you, Edward?
No, I don't.
No, you don't. Go ahead, Paul.
That's what I want.
Go ahead, Paul.
Why doesn't your mom like the show?
I don't know. Don't ask me. Ask her.
Gary, put her on the phone. Let's talk to her.
No, I don't know.
I need to know this.
She likes
it's like the most non-controversial show.
Well, I don't. My mom didn't like it either. I think she thought it was fluff. Like it was like there was no substance to it.
Which is
I don't think it's. I disagree. Well, I actually think there was quite.
It was an escape from reality.
Yeah.
Oh, dirty! You waking me up?
Oh, he's gonna ask her.
Edward, did you?
Pardon me?
Did you wake up your mom?
We apologize to your mom. Can we send you like a Lou Malnati's pizza? Will that cheer her up a little bit?
Do what?
We're gonna send you a Lou Malnati's pizza.
I woke her up. I guess I'm talking too loud.
Yeah, don't talk too loud. We're gonna send. Hold on the line.
Well,
yeah,
ask her why she didn't like the Brady Bunch.
Let her
know we love her. We appreciate her.
Yeah, and tell her you're thankful for her.
And why don't you like the Brady Bunch?
No.
She doesn't want to answer?
Hang it up right now.
No, I'm not hanging nothing up.
I'll hang it up.
Wait, we're going to keep up.
I think she hung up the phone for
Well, that wasn't a Brady Bunch scene at all.
That got dramatic.
Wow.
That's a first time. Oh, Edward, I hope Edward didn't get in a lot of trouble.
He's making calls after midnight.
If we can get him back, get him a Lou Malnati's pizza, so maybe we'll cheer up his mom a little bit. I feel badly about that.
How did she wake him up?
I mean, we didn't call him, right?
No. She was talking too loud, so he didn't actually go to wake her up because I asked that question, so
no.
I don't feel guilty.
No,
but
no, no, no.
Since she was already awake, I don't see why we couldn't just ask her a question, because I think everyone wanted to know.
It sounded as if she wasn't in the mood to answer any Brady Bunch questions.
Yeah. She did not seem like a Brady Bunch type.
She just does not want anything to do with that show.
You know what? It doesn't sound like she likes a lot of things. If something's like, it's a beautiful Thanksgiving day, it's not snowing outside, and her son's talking too loud about Brady Bunch, you know?
Well, either way, we hope you both have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
I agree. Well, it's over now. But yeah. Black Friday.
Your attention.
I don't know what's happening.
People are out.
Okay, what's your favorite episode? I'm trying to think if it's a. Okay, you guys mentioned something.
Don't play ball in the house.
Yes. Mom always said, don't play ball in the house.
Don't play ball in the
house. I like the one, which is the one where Davy Jones shows up.
That's the one when
Marsha has Jones on it.
Yeah, she has a crush on him.
Yeah, but is it the same episode where she get hit in the face with a football?
I think so.
I think, yeah. She got hit in the face. And that was why.
No, because that's the one where the guy, that's the something suddenly came up episode.
Right, it sounds like she's lying, but yeah. She got hit in the face and she didn't want him to see her with a huge schnoz.
But then the guy ends up taking her to the prom and then ends up having the braces because he busted his
something
teeth.
Suddenly came
well
up.
he was shallow and then she went out with a different guy right
well no she well yeah.
she can't yeah
wasn't whatever. There an episode where someone gets a kiss and they think they see fireworks but really they're getting the mumps?
That's Peter.
He gets the mumps, right?
Yeah, but
from
yes.
kissing a girl.
He kisses a girl and he sees fireworks,
right? Yeah. And then he has the mumps.
I didn't know mumps caused hallucinations.
And they do. The fever.
On that show, anything goes. It's not accurate.
How about when Greg gets locked in the freezer at Sam's butcher shop? Wasn't it
Greg? Yep, that was Greg because he was working part-time.
Because Bobby wanted to come and help.
Yep.
And they end up getting locked in the
freezer.
Yeah.
Yep.
So many good episodes of the Brady Bunch. Roger, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. I've been up here sampling some townhouse flatbread crackers with a little olive oil. Got some cheese balls up here. Got some pastries.
Got your handballs, got your cheese balls.
I think the shrimp probably needs to go in the garbage.
Yeah,
it's been out for a few hours.
You clearly got the short end of the stick on the food tonight.
Well, we have food down here. Did you not grab any of the food down here?
Who, me?
Yeah, you were.
Well, I've been busy up here. I'm sorry.
But you were down here.
Well, I know, but I ran upstairs to do the traffic. Then I've been busy up here, you know.
Don't get short with me, man.
I can't get much shorter. I would
slow
be...
your roll. Let's have it. Tap those brakes.
I'm sorry.
I'm kidding. Roger.
In the holiday spirit. But I just happened to glance at my Twitter feed, like the split second after the announcement came over it. I was busy with that, and I've been trying to find more information, and there's really not a lot coming out. So,
yeah. No, well, the one report that we have is that from the Chicago Tribune is that she passed Florence Henderson, who played Carol Brady. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we've known her in recent years on Dancing with the Stars and cooking shows and just a delight. A woman with a great sense of humor, an amazing singing voice, and she'll be missed. The world is a less bright place tonight. Yeah. Time now for our news with Roger Badish.
Well, we're going to go to Brandon Campbell first.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Can we go to, I'm sorry. I know that you have other responsibilities.
I know.
I was thrown off by you.
Yes. I'm so sorry.
Don't be sorry. Okay. Here with everything you need to know, and then after that, more things you need to know from Roger Badish. But first, here's Brandon Campbell.
Here to perform. God bless America, Miss Florence Henderson.
Audio from the Indy 500, and I think the band is a little bit louder. They mic'd the band louder than Florence Henderson. We were hoping to hear a little of her singing God Bless America at the Indy 500. Somebody had texted me that she was amazing, and maybe they had heard her live, but I'm not sure if there are other audio recordings. But that band is awfully loud, isn't it? That's one of those things you're like, let Florence sing. Don't have all the brass outplaying her. We are talking about Florence Henderson, who, of course, played Carol Brady, and in recent years, you know her from a wonderful cooking show that she appeared on Dancing with the Stars, someone who really seemed to enjoy the role she had in television history. Because there are people who don't like to be thought of as that one role that they played. And she seemed to embrace it. There was something about her that you always felt like if you ran into her, you could just say, I loved you as Carol Brady. You had a tremendous impact on my life. I came home from school and you got me through those, those hours when I was a latchkey kid waiting for my parents to come home. And again, Florence Henderson has passed away at the age of 82. On the line with us, we have, hey, Peachy, how are you doing tonight?
Peachy.
It's good to hear.
Actually depressed.
I know. Peachy.
I thought I was dreaming, except I wasn't asleep. So it wasn't just a nightmare.
I know.
Sorry. You know they're going to pass away. You know, you don't live forever. And yet when it happens, you want to cry.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I forbid if anything happens to Linda Carter, I think I'll slip my wrist.
Wow. Peachy, let me, interesting that you say Linda Carter. Can we live there? Well, we'll talk about that in a moment when we, after this, because we are talking about Florence Henderson. Do you have a favorite episode of The Brady Bunch?
Well, you don't have that much time left in the show.
Give me your top two.
But if I had to really pick, when they got together as a group and started singing, and out of all three of the times, when Peter's voice started changing,
when it's time to change, you've got to rearrange who you're gonna be and what you're gonna do.
Yes. And let's see, for Thanksgiving tonight, I had a peanut butter sandwich for dinner and a Stouffer's Lean Cuisine, or not Lean Cuisine, the Stouffer's turkey dinner. Yeah, that was with me and my cat.
Oh.
That was my Thanksgiving.
And what did the cat enjoy? Did your cat enjoy some of any of the turkey?
I had the mashed potatoes and the stuffing, and she had the turkey.
Oh.
So, yeah, I was alone, and that was my meal.
How's your brother doing?
Well, Michael's home. He's sick.
Yeah.
So we had to cancel.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, you tell him.
Yeah.
You tell him we sent our very best, and it's always great to hear from
you,
Peachy.
But he's still a smart aleck.
I know. Yeah. I get the feeling it runs in the family, Peachy.
Yeah. Well, you see, I look at it like this. When I go to see him for Thanksgiving, and when we get together for Thanksgiving, I can watch a turkey eat a turkey. And
does he like that? Does he like being teased like that?
Himself.
Sure.
Yeah. Then he points at me and goes, "Eenie." He picks at me, Patty.
Yeah. Well,
we have to get Mike and Declan together.
I know. I think they would have a great time. Peachy, you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I know it's hard. It is hard to lose somebody. But she mentioned Linda Carter. Can you send Peachy a tree lightsaber? I have to find out what the. But you can check all your lights, make sure that they're working, and see where the ones that are faulty. I'll look up that gift for you. But get her information, and we will send her out a lightsaber.
Lightsaber.
Patty,
yes.
If I can, apparently she was on Dancing with the Stars Monday.
What?
She was in the audience because Maureen McCormick is dancing. And so we don't know. This is why I keep checking all the reports, why I mentioned that before, is that we're trying to find out what happened because the report from AP saying that she was amongst family and friends when she passed. So we're not sure if this was something that came up suddenly, if this was an existing illness that she had kept quiet about and it just kind of ran its course. This is what we're trying to find out. We're not getting any additional information.
Doesn't Florence Henderson strike you as the kind of person that wouldn't want anyone to know?
Probably.
And go gracefully.
Yeah.
Just, you know, have that, be able to go with people remembering her that way.
Yeah.
Of cheering on somebody from her career, from her past that she was close to. That's really sweet. I did not realize that she was in the audience on Monday. I'll have to take a look because I know I don't watch Dancing with the Stars. It's such a popular show here with the people that work at WGN.
Yeah, very popular.
I know.
Yeah. They're always saying, the report we say is she was seen on camera as recently as Monday. She attended the taping of Dancing with the Stars. She was a contestant, as I think you've mentioned before, in 2010. Mm-hmm. But that's all that we're getting from the manager, the family spokespeople. So,
well, I'm uncomfortable that Peachy also threw Linda Carter in with the passing of.
That was
so bizarre. Have you seen Linda Carter's Facebook page? By the way, it's been very interesting because not until recently did Linda Carter decide to step into the arena of commenting on politics, and the backlash has been astounding. People have been attacking her so, like, viciously. It's been pretty bizarre.
Which way does she lean?
She's concerned about people post-election, and she's worried about how afraid they are and just trying to be supportive. And her, I was really surprised that Linda Carter would come under attack. You either like somebody or you don't. But if you don't like what they say, I mean, she gets to do whatever she wants with her page. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was just kind of interesting. Anyway, Peachy mentioned it. And that was very fresh in my mind. Linda Carter is one of my favorites as well. That's someone, you know what? That's it. I have a bucket list. I haven't had a bucket list before. Now it's to meet Linda Carter. I have to. I didn't have a bucket list before.
It's a short list.
I know. That's it. That's all I got.
You're good.
I got nothing else. I don't know what. Do you guys have bucket lists? Well, here, bucket list is someone you'd like to meet, because apparently 2016 has accelerated the rate at which people we admire are going. So I'm just saying, if there's someone you want, I know that mine is definitely Linda Carter. As a woman who played a superhero, also represented those of biracial, you know, the biracial population. She is Latina. She is Scottish and Mexican. And I always looked up to her as somebody who was like, oh, I can do anything. Do you have anyone, Elliot, that you would love to? I mean, you've met a lot of your heroes, haven't you?
Yeah, that's the problem, is that you meet them and you're like, oh boy, you weren't what I expected.
No, really? You've been disappointed by your heroes?
Oh no, I won't go so far to say disappointed. You know what it is?
And I was excited to meet Edward James Olmos.
Just regular people, you know.
Yeah,
I know.
No, they are really very regular people, and then sometimes they have bad days and they take it out.
Yeah,
on you.
Right.
Edward James Olmos was exquisite when I met him. By the way, and my son still makes fun of me for getting all teary eyed and thanking him for the contributions he's made to the arts. This is an amazing actor. Yeah, Edward James Olmos? Why are you cringing at me like that?
I'm sorry. Was he a pivotal actor that I missed?
Edward James Olmos? Yes.
What was he in?
Here's the thing. For me, there's a movie called Stand and Deliver where he...
Yeah.
Oh,
that's a good movie.
He plays a teacher of these students in a predominantly Latino high school. And yeah. Oh, Lise, you've seen Stand and Deliver?
The math one?
The math one, yes.
Yeah, I watched that in my math class.
He finds...
Dangerous Minds?
No, it's before Dangerous Minds. Yeah. Yeah.
This one's based on a true story, actually.
Yeah. So is Dangerous Minds.
She was a
former Marine. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think the Edward James Olmos film was a little more realistic than the Michelle Pfeiffer.
I cannot believe.
Teacher wouldn't look like Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah, I doubt that.
I think that the woman who that's based on is actually a complete hottie.
Right.
I can't believe I'm saying these words.
But also, Edward James Olmos, Miami Vice. If you saw Miami Vice, he was very popular.
Also, Battlestar Galactica, West Wing. He plays. Do you ever watch West Wing, Todd? I can't believe that's on a show that you were interested in.
No, I mean,
who's he in West Wing?
He's supposed to be the first Latino Supreme Court justice.
Oh.
And on his way to Washington D.C., he decides rather than flying into D.C., he's going to go antiquing on the East Coast, and he gets pulled over while being Latino, and rather than saying, hey, I'm going to see the president of the United States to meet with him. He, because he's being arrested in front of his son, decides to stand his ground and is in a jail cell. And there's a great scene with Edward James Olmos. So yes, when I met him, I was crying just based on this beautiful scene from The West Wing. Yeah.
Well, I guess if I had to be one that I've always wanted to meet that I know probably never will happen, Harrison Ford.
Right?
You know,
that could happen.
Indiana Jones, Han Solo, come on.
Are you a little bit worried that he might be? Because he's known to be prickly. I think that's a good
way
to put it.
Yeah, I already know that. I already
All right,
know
so going into it, you'd be fine.
That's fine.
I had Mark Hamill retweet one of my tweets, and I just almost lost it. That was exciting for me. Todd, do you have someone you would love to meet? And I know we could go into politics, but let's go into mostly pop culture. We can do somebody important after this. I mean, not that these people that we admire aren't important.
You know, my sister Candy is really the one who's big into pop culture. I'm kind of the political nerd, so.
All right. Well, tell me a political. Tell
cable,
me political. Who's
example.
Your political
That's
person?
That kind of gives you an idea where I'm at.
That's all right.
I'd probably like to meet the dude who is responsible for producing not only the All in the Family, but also Sanford and Son.
Norman Lear.
Norman Lear.
That's a good one. That's a great
That's a really
pop culture
one.
Yeah, he's great.
And culturally influential, I believe,
That's right.
as well. So Norman Lear. All right.
He didn't like the Brady Bunch either.
Did he really not like the Brady? He thought it was too sugary?
Yeah.
Well, that was Sherwood Schwartz, who did Brady Bunch and Gilligan's Island, which weren't known for being very intelligent.
No, there's no.
Didn't cover any political stuff there.
And Paul, do you have someone you'd love to meet?
Well, I'm going to add Linda Carter because I just forgot how much I had a crush on her. And I'm looking at her pictures.
She's amazing.
Yeah. She's gorgeous.
She looks as astounding now as she did then. She was Miss Universe.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
And I think I'm gonna try to meet her. I'm gonna be like, hey, I'm
well, take
an
me
inspiring.
With. We're
comedian.
Gonna figure this out.
She
travels as
she's
a singer.
Single?
I don't think
that's
so.
That's fine. No. All right, we'll
she
go.
She was
back.
Married to an ambassador or a diplomat. Of some
Robert
sort.
Altman.
How much did he bench? Who knows? Who cares? It's irrelevant. All right. I would go with Conan O'Brien. I think he's
interesting.
He's my all-time favorite. I would just love to meet him and talk to him for like 5 minutes.
That's
I think
great.
He's a brilliant comedic mind, and I look up to him.
I like
if
that.
We're talking about people that are alive.
Yes, we are. Adam, Selzer, who would you like to meet?
I've met most of my idols, but usually just in like a we're working the same event kind of way. I'd like to spend more time with Weird Al.
Weird Al, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. So you've met him?
Just like briefly at book events and stuff. He had a kid's book out a few years ago.
That's great. But, I like that one.
Yeah, just the fact that I was on the same bill with him one time was just the highlight of my career.
Oh, he's amazing.
I'm so jealous
that Adam met.
I don't have headphones on.
Oh, she's jealous that you met him.
Oh, yeah. Here. That was my first ever rock concert.
Your first rock concert was
Weird Al Yankovic.
Weird Al. Where did you see him?
They were at Rialto Theater in Joliet, obviously.
How cool is that?
We were in the last row. I was in fifth grade.
I love that. And Ronnie, who would you like to meet?
Well, I have two people.
Yes.
One is a model named Rose Bertram, mm-hmm. and then the other is Theo James.
Who's Theo James?
Okay, so you know the Divergent movies?
Yes.
He played 4.
Okay.
So I got to actually ask him a question earlier this year, which was like the highlight of my life, but I haven't gotten to actually like talk to him.
Sure.
Like, it was just...
Right, you like meet him, shake hands.
Yeah, like shake hands and like...
And hold on
myself.
To him a little bit too long,
she's
awkwardly.
She's flown to both coasts chasing after Theo James. And gave me the real side eye many times to Naperville to see Anna Kendrick a couple of weeks ago.
Look out.
See, I invited him to go to New York and LA with me. He didn't invite me to go see Anna Kendrick with him.
Uh-oh. See, I feel a little tension. This is like they're having
their... I did too.
Lise, who would you like to meet?
Lawrence Henderson.
Johnny Depp.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was surprising. Griffin and Steve both told me what movie he was in, and I didn't realize it was going to be that surprise ending to a movie that I just saw.
Which? Oh.
That was very surprising.
Yeah,
that movie.
Too.
Oh, my God. That was so good.
What did you think of him as a blonde?
It was so funny. Well, did you think that they put prosthetics in his cheeks? Because he's not.
All
right. People know that he's
spoilers,
in it, right?
Spoilers, yeah. But
can
yeah.
we tell people that he's
yeah,
in it?
Yeah.
Nobody cares?
They've already announced that he's going to be in the sequels. So.
He is. Okay. Yeah. So it was Fantastical Beasts.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
I've heard it both ways.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was woken up at 10 in the morning to go see them. Get up. We're going to see this movie. I'm like, okay, I'll be there. Let's go. So Johnny Depp is a good one. I don't want to show you pictures in my friend that has sent me from Los Angeles that she's hung out with him. I'll pull those up for you.
I've actually
She said he's a great guy and fantastic to hang out with. Yes.
I actually met him not realizing that I met him at San Diego Comic-Con. This is back when the celebrities are walking around in costume. He walked around San Diego Comic-Con in a squirrel costume.
In a squirrel costume? How great is that?
Yeah.
Is he a furry? Is that why?
I would guess. No, but it's like
should I say what a furry is?
I don't have to look that up. I know
you know what a furry is? Oh, that you know.
I know lots of furries.
You know. Okay. Just so we know my baseline.
I know where it is. But I am going to say that I am on Linda Carter's page liking all her pictures right now just so
now,
she's
look at her,
listening.
Look at some of the things that she's getting the heat for. Isn't that great?
I like her more now.
Yeah, she's astounding. Roger Badish, who would you like to meet?
Hi there.
Hello.
Well, many of the ones I would like to meet, unfortunately, are no longer with us because...
Because 2016 and it sucks? Is that why?
No, because I've been around this long. But I will tell you who I have met. And you may be surprised of his behavior, Jerry Lewis. We talked for about 15 minutes after one of his press conferences. Because I spent 3.5 years working out in Las Vegas. So I got to meet a whole bunch of people.
Sure.
But he's very nice. At least when I was talking to him,
mm-hmm.
I bumped into Cary Grant.
Oh, sorry. I don't know what noise I just made.
Calm down.
He's an interesting guy. I've heard that he was kind of, was he nice?
He was very, very nice.
Okay.
Here are his words. Sorry, I don't do interviews.
Oh, yeah.
And we bumped into each other in a doorway and I go, I did a little double take, but not as excited as you. when I looked up and realized Tua was, coming at me through the doorway.
Okay, quick. What's your favorite Cary Grant movie? Because mine's Arsenic and Old Lace.
Boom.
What about you, Roger? All right.
No, Arsenic and Old Lace. That was cute, but I like the...
It's cute. It's about two old ladies are serial killers burying bodies in the basement.
I like his Alfred Hitchcock
really
stuff.
Cute. Okay.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. It just... He just underplays the character so well.
Do you prefer which one? Notorious or... Which one? To Catch a Thief?
The one at with the Mount Rushmore?
Oh, North by Northwest. Okay.
Yeah, North by Northwest. Yeah. All right. That one. He's totally in denial through
the
whole thing.
Is he Notorious? Am I getting that one wrong? I want to say he's a Notorious.
I'm not sure.
All right, then.
But I met
Todd's
a whole
out.
Bunch of
Todd
people.
Belcourt is out on our... Now you must watch some classic movies.
I haven't
Wait,
seen
does he
either.
Not know what we're talking about?
No.
I do, but I think you just went a little too in the weeds.
Too in the weeds?
Yeah.
I lost my mind when Brandon Weatherby told me his favorite movie of all time was High Noon. I got very excited about that. Nobody?
That's
all right.
A classic.
That's a
for sure.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Gary Cooper, yeah. Grace Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
Real-time movie. It's awesome.
I'm sure it is, but...
Let's. I think I have to... Poor Lisa's like, can we take a break here at some point? No, I don't... Are they all squeezed into one? You're a magician. All right. She's like, ta-da. 312-981-7200. We are talking about people we'd like to meet. And the reason I say that is partly because Florence Henderson has passed away. And she seems like the kind of person I would have liked to have run into in whatever situation to say thank you so much for just all the fun, all the tender moments that she really had on that show for getting me through. It's weird how much you can realize the impact that the stories have in your life. I was telling Elliot on our way to work tonight that when I was my father had small cell lung cancer and was quickly deteriorating, and in the meantime while I was taking care of him in 2000, I was catching up on pretty much every episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and that was kind of what got me through. You know, going through hours of chemo and radiation with him was I would sit with him and hold his hand and try to be there for each other. And then I would go home and watch an episode of Buffy. And there was something about this girl who was an ass kicker in high heels and, you know, had all these great friends that just kind of felt very comfortable for me. And I think Brady Bunch did that for me when I was a kid. My parents both worked. I was home alone a lot. And it was just a fun show to watch. So we're talking about the people you'd like to meet. And Florence Henderson is definitely one of them. I remember when Phil Hartman passed away. I was hit so hard. That was somebody I was like, I don't know why, as a stand-up comic, I just kind of figured, because I have met a lot of the comics and performers that I admire. I've met Kevin Nealon and Lewis Black. I've met, you know, Kevin Pollak, who was in, what's the movie with Kaiser Soze?
Usual Suspects.
So I get to meet all these people, and at some point I just became, you know, oh, at some point I'll meet Phil Hartman, and he was one of the men that I wish I'd met.
You met Greg Giraldo, who is also on my list if we were going to include of all time, but he's like it's the reason I do stand up comedy. So
yeah, well, Greg was a friend of mine, so yes, and have every reason to have admired him. He was also a very sweet guy. So yes, I am incredibly blessed to have met a lot of great performers. 312-981-7200. Let us know who you would like to meet. Yes, Paul?
Can we just shout out if Linda Carter is responding to my liking of pictures, or
you, why don't you message at her that we're talking about her on WGN Radio, that she's now on?
I don't think you can. I can only like her page. You're friends with her on Facebook, right?
I don't think so. I think I only like her page.
You can
tweet
do that if
her,
you
tweet her right now and tell her that
we're talking about her on WGN Radio and how much we admire.
That's gonna screw me up. That's gonna spatch me up. I didn't say the whole thing.